How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
This week on The Breakup Breakdown.
All they saw was a happy family that had a baby and got married, and then 10 days later, I'd left him.
This breakup started with a call from her midwife that no woman wants to get.
She goes, if you haven't slept with anyone else, it means that the person that you've been sleeping with and just sort of trailed off.
And ended at the unhappiest place on earth.
He didn't actually think I'd ever leave him. I was stuck in America with him in a hotel room. That was a good trip to Disneyland.
And you're going to find out why and everything in between during this episode, where we dive into this relationship that on the surface looked like a really happy family that was having a great vacation and came home with divorce papers. Hey, it's Abby Murphy. Thank you so much for jumping in on another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. So happy you're here. We just launched the podcast last week, and just the messages I've been getting from people and the DMs and the submissions, like, it just has been the coolest thing. I want to give a quick shout out to our very first Apple Podcast review all the way from New Zealand. They were kind enough to give us 5 stars and said, I am now addicted to this podcast. We see you, and we're so grateful that you are addicted. Remember, if there's a part of the podcast you want to jump to, if there's a certain part of the interview you're most interested in, check those timestamps. They're in the story description. All right, let's break down this week's breakup. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Abby.
Hey there, I'm Lexi.
Welcome back to the Breakup Breakdown.
Been trying not to cry through it all.
How are you? Are you okay?
Have you booked a therapist yet?
I'm thinking about it.
You should. You really should.
We're going to need to go too.
We might need extra therapy after this one, because this submission sounds
friends, couples, therapy. Yes. I feel like afterwards I'm like, Abby, like, this didn't make you sad, but it made me sad, and vice versa. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm emotionless, honestly. This, it's not birth control, but it's like man control, or not even man control, because we have same-sex relationships we're talking to too, but this is like a relationship control, like,
right.
Keeps me out of getting my heart broken.
Lock
anyway
up that heart.
So let me talk about this.
Let's talk.
This submission says, Abby, this situation has me shook to my freaking core. I'm convinced that this is going to be the messiest breakup you hear about. So I'm friends with this girl on Facebook. I can't remember how we know each other, but she'd been with this guy for a few years. They ended up having a baby and also raising his kids together. One day they post on Facebook that they got married, and then like 2 days later she posted something about leaving him. It's been a while, but this situation has always stuck with me. Can you find out what happened?
So she posted that she left him.
She posted that she left him 2 days. The other thing that I want to know about is, how do you just announce to the world that you've left your now husband on Facebook? How does that even go down? Do you just write a long paragraph? Do you post a photo of you ripping up your family pictures? It's a pretty dramatic way to go out.
Buried his baby and helped him raise his kids.
After they got married and then posted about it.
Yikes.
I actually checked her social media and there's no photos of her with any men on there, so I wasn't able to dig up any evidence as far as social media goes, but she does have a lot of really cute photos with her daughter. What do you think happened? Cheating?
I mean, I would assume in this circumstance, I mean, you gotta think, once kids and stuff are involved, I mean, everybody weighs these things differently, but I feel like once kids are involved, something pretty serious has to have happened.
I think so too. And maybe the wedding kind of all brought that to a head.
But also, like, raising somebody else's kids could have a factor in it. Not to say necessarily cheating, but like other baby mama drama.
Yeah, so maybe it had to deal with some issues dealing with the other woman in his life.
Anything could happen. Change, falling out of love, cheating.
I don't know, but we about to find out. Stick around. Here we go. We are here with the gal behind this dramatic Facebook status breakup. We got to know what happened. So why don't you take us through this whole story? How did you meet this guy and how did this all fall apart?
So we met on Tinder. The first time that I met him, he had 2 kids and he had them for the night. So I just went over there and we're watching movies and whatnot. So from the very beginning, I was a part of his kids' lives.
Oh, night one. Night one, you met the kids.
Yeah. Their mom was partying and doing other stuff and wasn't really caring for them much. So I basically raised them. And then we decided to have a kid, because what's a third when you've already got two?
Oh, shoot. I mean, having a kid is pretty stressful. I mean, especially so young. Is that when things started to fall apart?
And at 32 weeks, I started spot bleeding and my midwife wasn't too concerned. It wasn't too bad or anything. And they're like, we'll just do a full workout, make sure everything's all right. Like at this point, I was 32 weeks and 8 weeks off having the baby. They did a full workup. The next day, I went and got one of the kids from school and then head down to the supermarket to get some potatoes for dinner. As I was walking into the shop, I got a text message that said, hey, can you give me a call when you get a chance and when you're by yourself? Which was unusual because if my midwife had something to say, she'd usually just call me. I didn't have to be by myself. So I knew something wasn't right at that point, but I was like, all right, let's just ignore this. Get into the shop, get out. I'll connect everything up to Karen on the drive home. I'll talk to her since I only had a 5-year-old child in my car. So anyway, I got in the car and she goes, are you by yourself? I was like, well, I'm just in the car. And she goes, am I on Bluetooth? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, all right, call me back when you're by yourself. All right, no worries. Took it all off Bluetooth and told her that it was all good. And she goes, look, we did a full workup 2 months ago when I first met you. You were clear for absolutely everything. Yesterday, you came back that you had chlamydia.
So, I mean, that could only assume a couple of things.
What was going through your head at that point?
So I turned around to her and I was like, look, this isn't one of those things that you can get from a toilet seat, is it? I know there's a few that you can. I don't know which ones because I've never had them.
Right, yeah.
Not familiar with the situation.
No, at this point, I've been completely clear of everything. I hadn't like been the type of person to sleep around. I mean, I got into a relationship with kids from 18. I was like, if I haven't been sleeping with anyone else and I was clear 2 months ago, does that mean that, and she goes, if you haven't slept with anyone else, it means that the person that you've been sleeping with and just sort of trailed off and let me fill in the blanks.
When you heard that, were you freaking out thinking, how am I going to handle this? Like, I can't wait to get home and tell this guy off.
I wasn't even focused about getting home. I was literally just sitting there staring out my windscreen with this child in my back seat.
What a way to find out that someone's cheating on you. It's like one thing to find out that news, but like to find out the news in that way.
So you're sitting in the car with your child. I mean, what happened next?
I was just like, how do we deal with this? She goes, look, I can do a treatment plan for you, but you need to get rid of this before you have the baby, because if you don't, the infection can go into their eyes, their lungs, their everything, and it can kill your kid. And I was like, awesome. Okay. And so I was just processing all of this. And she's like, look, I'll see you at your appointment. Like, come see me in the next few days or whatever. And I'll do a prescription for the tablet that will get rid of it. And then you just have to not have sex for the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. As for everything else, we can put you in touch with a social worker just to talk everything through, since this is obviously not going to be an easy thing since you're due to have your baby in 8 weeks. Given the situation, I think I found that out the best way I possibly could have. So once that phone call ended, I went home, got the kids set up in the front room watching a movie and whatever. My baby daddy was sitting on the floor in front of my kitchen, started peeling potatoes, just trying to figure out how the hell I was going to say this. And I got halfway through a potato and I was like, so who have you slept with in the last 2 months? He sort of like paused, like he knew something was up, but you could see the clogs turning that he'd just play it dumb. And he was like, oh, no one. Why? And I just picked up this knife, slammed it on the bench. And I was like, then why the do I have chlamydia? And he goes,
good for you, girl. Good for you.
I love that you didn't beat around the bush. Why do I have chlamydia?
Literally, like, why do I have this? Like, I didn't do this.
He couldn't deny it because obviously, I mean, one, he's got to know it. Something's got to be burning. And
someone's got to be burning.
I mean, I don't know what the logistics are for male chlamydia, but never had it as a man.
They don't have signs of it.
Oh,
yeah. So I was going to say men don't really, yeah.
Yeah, they have nothing. And to be honest, I had nothing either. It was purely just that I had bleeding like on and off for 2 weeks. And it wasn't even massive amounts that I even got checked. Like it was insane. I just turned around and I was like, you can sort out dinner yourself. And I just walked into the bedroom and sat there. That was probably at like 5:30. It wasn't until maybe like 10 o'clock that night that he even admitted anything happened. So he turned around and told me, oh no, it was just foreplay, because I was told that intercourse, all of that stuff, they're the only ways you can get it. So he admitted to oral and that was it. And he's like, that's how I got it. And I was like, okay, ran with that.
Does he think that anything he says is going to justify his behavior?
Oh, it was just oral.
Oh, well, just so you know, it wasn't everything that you think.
Yeah, he was just like, look, I fucked up, rah, 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 whatever. Like, didn't try any of the excuses, any of that. But then I was like, all right, there's three kids now involved in this. I need to at least try and make this work for the next 8 weeks. Because one, he better be there for the birth of the next child. And two, I'm not doing that by myself.
Right. Yeah.
I need to know everything. So I was like, who the hell was it? When? He goes, it was probably about 4 weeks ago and I was meant to be at the gym. And I was like, righto. So who? And he goes, I can't tell you because it'll make it worse.
You are pregnant with chlamydia. There's nothing that could make this worse.
Wait. It wasn't like your midwife, was it?
No. He'd never met my midwife. I was like, all right. He goes, you really hate this person. There are very, very few people that I cannot stand. And very few people that it would very much, I'd be ready to kill someone. But I wouldn't. You know, I'd hold them crap together. So anyway, listed kid's mom. Told me no. Listed her best friend that tried telling me how to parent my stepkids because she has a say in their life. No. Then I listed someone else and then someone else. And he goes, no. You've already said them though. And he told me, and I turned out it was the kid's mom.
Oh my gosh.
Nice. So goes back to the ex, gives you chlamydia while you're bearing his child.
Did you have any sign that he was cheating on you while this was going on?
No, not really. So taking it back like a few weeks, probably before he even cheated on me, she had been threatening to kill me for years.
Threatening to kill you?
And she had sent me a message saying that my baby needed to die now and whatever else, and threatening my kid. My unborn child and all this other stuff. So I officially cut off all contact. I told him I wasn't doing the handovers. I wasn't having any communication with her. I'm done. And so he was doing the handovers, which is why he was back in contact with her.
Okay.
So she had just used that as an excuse to meet up with him. She suggested having sex and he didn't say no, whatever. I don't know. He came home and slept in the bed next to me. So however that happened, I don't know. I don't know if it happened more than once. She was telling everyone it was happening all the time. He was obviously going to gym every night. Like, I don't know. I found out that he took my brand new car to pick her up from work and drop the kids off at her house with her.
He's doing more than the handovers. You poor thing.
So did you leave him at this point? What happened there?
No, so I decided to try and make it work. So I found out on Thursday night. That was the Friday. On the Saturday, I had my baby Sharon. On the Sunday, we had maternity photos.
I'm sure those went great.
Oh, it was amazing. 2 days after I found this out, and then to celebrate this unborn child I no longer wanted to be pregnant with because I couldn't even look myself in the mirror. I couldn't look at myself for weeks because all I saw was this kid that was holding me to something that I didn't want. Yeah, then there was two other kids that I had to look after that were made by the people who had done it to me. But, you know, all good, no worries.
Yep.
And then maternity photos where I had to act like a happy little family and hug him and be touched by him and take photos and all that other crap. That was awesome. Thankfully, my photographer had been doing our photos the entire time we had been together. Just told her what was going on. I'd also had a milk bath session with her that morning. So I had photos of just me while pregnant, and I went through with the family ones because if we did make it work, at least then there was photos still. Yeah. And if not, then great for the baby anyway. Here you go. The moment there's one photo where we were kissing, and when that happened, she was like, oh, can you just give each other a kiss? And I went
I wish that moment was on camera. That's a priceless moment right there.
Oh, I just froze so bad, and I was like but like, if you looked at the photos, you'd have no idea.
Yeah.
It's just so bad. It was such bad timing. But anyway, we got past it. We got through it all. We still weren't perfect, but like, we were a bit okay.
Was there like a conversation that you had where you kind of felt like things had smoothed out? Was he like, oh, well, I'm just never going to see her again? How did that conversation go?
Yeah, he cut off all contact. Everything started doing handovers through my mom, who didn't know what was going on. And it worked. It was fine. Everything was all good. We sort of got past it. My daughter got to about 4 months old, and I had a sister that lived overseas. Booked flights for all three kids and both of us. Before this, we had decided to like get married when we got over there. Like, we'd just elope, and then years later we'd do like a big wedding thing here and be legally married here. So I kept it together. We went overseas while we were over there, because we had planned to elope. 2 days into the holiday, we got married, registered the marriage. Then we did like the rest of the holiday. For the entire day, we went to Disneyland. I was exhausted. My feet hurt. So I asked him to go on one line, which had no weight on it at all. I think it took him 5 minutes to get on and get off. And he's just like, I just went on a ride. Like, I just want to sit down. I don't want to take them on this. Like, you can take them on this one, rah, rah, rah. And I was like, are you kidding? Like, I'm so exhausted. And I was like, just take them on the bloody ride. Anyway, he started like yelling at me in the middle of Disneyland. Not really yelling, just arguing. And it was everyone could hear that it was an argument. Like, I can't do this anymore. You need to make up your mind whether you want to make this work or not by the time I get off this ride. The second he said that, I was like, nah, I'm done. I didn't say it to him. He went on that ride. He got off and we're like, all right, let's go on the merry-go-round. And we went into the line of the merry-go-round. We're waiting in line. And I sent him a text message and said, I can't do this anymore. He read it, looked at me, and then walked away from me and the three kids in the line because he couldn't hold it together. He didn't actually think I'd ever leave him. I was stuck in America with him and the three kids in a hotel room for another 2-3 days. That was a good trip to Disneyland.
The happiest place on earth.
I've asked a few people. I was like, do you reckon I could sue them for like it not being the happiest place on earth?
It's false advertising, Disney.
I mean, it caused us to, I guess, now divorce. A marriage should last longer than 10 days.
10 days might be one of the shortest marriages on record. You at least did it right. You did the elopement thing.
Yeah.
We're just you two.
Still legally married.
You're still legally married?
Well, we can't. Yeah, we can't. It's a headache. If we couldn't get an annulment, we had 2 days left in America. We couldn't drive from LA to get an annulment and then back to LA to fly out. We didn't know how to go about doing it. We had no idea. It sort of just got put off and put off. But to get divorced, we'd have to register the marriage to then get divorced, and it cost us like thousands of dollars plus lawyers to then prove that we haven't been together because we've been on like single parenting payments and stuff and all of this other crap. Like, it's just a headache.
Yeah.
And at the moment, I'm just living in denial.
Girl, I would be too. I would be too.
Yeah, when we separated during the trip, obviously, we uploaded all of the photos, including wedding photos and stuff. So people knew we had gotten married, and like hundreds of people had seen it and commented on the photos and everything. The day after, I went through and deleted all the wedding photos. Mm-hmm. I left up the rest of the holiday ones because whatever, but I deleted all the wedding photos. So my ex had been growing facial hair, and I absolutely hate facial hair. Can't stand it. I think it looks disgusting. But he had like this full bushy beard. It was fantastic. The day after I left him, he shaved it off.
That is spiteful.
So I took a photo, and this is how I announced we had separated. I took a photo and put it as my status and was like, why is it that this dude grows facial hair just to spite me because I hate facial hair, but the day I leave him, he shaves it off? Yeah, thanks, mate. Real appreciate it. And everyone just went, what? And I was like, yep. Because no one had any idea of anything that had happened. All they saw was a happy family that had a baby and went on a trip overseas and big family holidays and then got married. And then 10 days later, I'd left him.
I mean, what a way to tell the world you're done with this dude. What were the comments on that photo like? Were people like losing their minds, or were they just so confused?
Yeah, it was confusion. It was, didn't you guys just get married? Because obviously I deleted all the wedding photos. So yeah. I think people started second guessing whether they had seen the wedding photos or not.
They're like, did I hallucinate?
Yeah, like, so the holiday, we got there the day before Halloween to do Halloween with my sister and her family. So like there was all the Halloween photos, then in the middle of the album was like the wedding photos, but I uploaded them like 4 days into our holiday or something because we were just too busy doing stuff. They were in the middle of this album, and obviously people had gone back to try and find these photos or something, and they just commented and they're like, can you guys just get married? Are you all right? Everyone was messaging me, commenting, all this weird stuff. Like, people just completely shocked. Yeah, it all came to a head. We separated. No one had any idea what happened. A few people know now.
So you get home from this vacation after separating. Was that the end of the relationship?
So after we separated, I had moved out, got my own place, all other stuff within a month. But then the older kids started refusing to go home because I wasn't there, and they didn't want to be there without me. They didn't want to go to his house. They didn't want to see him, nothing, unless I was there. We tried making it work on and off for about 6 months. It was like 1 month on, 2 months off, trying to sort it out until everything came to a head.
So are you still living with him at this point? Are you separated but living together?
So at this point, we were trying to make things work the very, very last time. I walked into my ex who was in the shower, and I was like, I can't do this.
So that was the end of you and your daughter's father's relationship. What did life look like after that? Did you ever get into a new relationship?
Yeah, after that, I think someone I'd become really close to before I met my daughter's dad, I put something on Instagram to do with being a single parent, and he replied to it, and he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, oh, I left my daughter's dad. And then me and my ex went to get a trailer from one of my family's places, and I left my phone in the car. And I went in to talk to my family, and he went through my phone and saw the messages, and so he lost it that I was already talking to someone else.
Oh my gosh.
Meanwhile, he had been sleeping with like multiple people that week, but basically he realized that I was talking to someone else and we weren't going to try and make it work again.
Yeah.
And so he still hadn't fully accepted that like everything he had done was the reason why we weren't together and why we weren't going to be together anymore. He sort of like walked out of mine and my daughter's life pretty much for like 6 months. Mm-hmm. And I started dating that guy that I was talking to.
What does your family think about of everything? Like, was it hard on them, or were they just thrilled for you to finally get out of that relationship with your daughter's father?
Yeah, they just sort of let me do my own thing. My older sister was happy to see me out of it. So she was the last person that saw us together when we got married, and she saw how we were, and she knew that that wasn't good. I wasn't in a good place, and I wasn't me, and whatever was going on. So she was happy about it. They could never tell me what to do.
You seem like that type of person. You handle your own stuff. You just told me that story as if it was just, oh, it's just like this thing that I went through and it was really hard, but like we're good now. So good for you for first of all, for getting through that and being positive about it.
Well, in the end, it's my daughter's dad. The only thing that holding resentment and negative feelings towards that is going to do is make me feel negatively about him. I can't do that. Like, I need to be in a place where I can tell her that her dad is the best person in the world and the sun shines out of every hole he's got. He is her entire world, and he is the best person that she can have, as far as I'm concerned. Like, she deserves to think that of him, regardless of what he did to me or how things ended or how everything turned out. Like, she deserves to think he's the best person, and she deserves to love her dad and not have any negative feelings against him for a mistake he made. Like, it is what it is. And so many people turn around and they're like, how can you say he's a good person? He's a good person that did something wrong. I can't sit there and call him a butthole and the worst person in the world and hate him, because then how am I going to co-parent with that person?
Thank you so much for sharing your story. I mean, that was a wild ride. That I'm glad I've heard, because I mean, you hear about these things sometimes and you forget that they actually happen to people, and it's so cool to have like a human perspective on it. And the fact that you've been able to overcome it is so awesome. I mean, you should be so proud of yourself.
That's good.
I can tell that you're emotionally drained from having told the story. You're like, oh yeah, I did go through all of that. Yo, I don't know about you, but if my boyfriend cheated on me while I was pregnant, I don't know if I could be that mature. So round of applause for her for handling that better than I ever could. And while I definitely felt like that was a pretty crazy story, I feel like we've all been in that scenario, maybe not in her position, but in her friends and family shoes, where you're hearing your friend talk about a relationship that you know is not good for them, that you know they need to get out of. But as their friend, it's like there's only so much you can do and say. And of course, if your friend is in a situation where their life is in danger, I hope you would tell them to get out or help them to get out of the situation. But if it's a scenario where it's just a toxic relationship, really the most I feel like we can do for our friends is just be a listening ear. This is something we're going to talk about later in the season, but it really deserves its own episode. I've actually been listening to a lot of podcasts talking about what you should say when your friends come to you with problems that they just don't need solutions for. And it's been so helpful to me. So I really want to pass on that information to you. Our mini-sode for this week will drop on Thursday morning. We are going to be talking all about Blackout Wednesday. Yeah. A little bit more of a fun episode rather than a deep dive for our mini episode this week. So many people submitted the crazy stuff that they witnessed at their hometown bars this Thanksgiving Eve. I'm talking teachers hooking up with former students, high school sweethearts rekindling their romances, all the good stuff. And we are diving into it this week. Again, that drops on Thursday. So if you want to be the first to hear it when it comes out, set your notifications on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would leave us a 5-star review on on Apple Podcasts, share it with your friends, subscribe on Spotify, all that good stuff. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next Tuesday.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.